Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
No Easter service for Ava again. We're going to be talking about this outrageous decision from the Maine trial court on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, our wonderful client, Emily Bickford, and her daughter, Ava, have been in this battle for how many years now?
Over 2 years.
From
December of 2024 is when this lower court order came out, December 2024. So that includes now two Christmases and two Easters.
But you can't even attend the church that they love because of this ridiculous court order. And after you argued it before the Maine Supreme Court, we continue to wait for a decision.
Over 5 months ago, I argued it in early November 2025. We're still waiting on a decision. This should be an easy, quick decision. We should be getting it pretty soon. But this case began some years ago. Ava now is 13 as of January 2026. She's 13 years of age. She was conceived out of wedlock, and Emily did not marry Matthew Bradeen. And she realized that that was a mistake to conceive out of wedlock.
And he's not a Christian, and Emily became a Christian after Ava was born.
Yeah, so they entered into an agreement, even though they were not husband and wife, for visitation and custody of
Ava. Yeah, they were co-parenting and doing a great job of it, actually, until all this hit the fan.
Yeah, then Emily became a Christian, and then she began attending the Calvary Chapel Church in Portland, Maine, along with Ava. Ava then wanted to be baptized, and so she asked her dad, and he then went to court to try to stop it. And he found a judge that was a judge that frankly insulted Christianity, because every time the judge in the order mentions God, she lowercases the word God. And I can tell you that I've never seen that before.
But granted, we're in Maine here, and we've had several other cases in Maine, and it's a tough territory.
So, you know, when I argued this case on the Court of Appeals, I pointed it out to the panel of judges at the Maine Supreme Court. I said, you know, there's obviously animus on the face of this order by intentionally lowercasing the word God. Everyone knows when you lowercase the word God, it's not referring to a specific God. It's referring to like gods.
Like idols.
Idols.
Yeah.
Plural gods. That's contrary to what Ava and Emily believe. The judge knows that. And that in the brief that was submitted on behalf of Matthew Bradeen, the law firm actually, when they would quote the lower court's order, they would not lowercase God. They would uppercase God, capital G, lowercase O-D, just like it's supposed to be. But they would never put a bracket, S-I-C, close bracket, which means they would never like show that they modified the judge's word. So they know that lowercasing God is an insulting, derogatory way of talking about God in this context. They know that. But they pretended as though that's how the order was written. It's not. And so I pointed that out. It's very obvious. And the judges knew that. So what she did in this order was she said that as it relates to Calvary Chapel, that they had been attending for over 2 years, nearly 2.5 years, where she had friends, mentors, pastors, that Ava could not go to that church. She could not associate with anyone who's associated with that church. In other words, all of her friends, all of her contacts for 2.5 years, she had to sever them instantly with no warning, no, you know, phasing out, cold turkey, total severance. She couldn't go to church. She couldn't read their literature. She couldn't do anything associated with them. And then the judge said, Matthew Bradeen has sole authority to determine whether Emily can take Ava to any church or religious gathering or even expose her to any, quote, religious philosophy or the Bible in general, close quote.
Yeah, because she tried, you know, she tried to look at other churches and ask Matthew about that, and he X'd them all out.
X'd them out, said, nope, 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 nope. Tell me what benefit it would be to have Emily take Ava to this church. What benefit would it be? And how is this different than any other church? Well, you know what? They're the same. They believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They may be different denominations, different groups, but they have in common. They believe in Jesus. They believe in the forgiveness of sin. They believe in eternal life. And that's the what was listed in the order, how outrageous this order is.
It says, they're not cults.
Yeah, they actually believe in heaven and hell. They believe in angels and demons. They believe in salvation through Jesus Christ. Well, that's pretty much historic Christianity for 2,000 years, right?
Teach the Bible, verse
over
by 2,000
years,
yeah.
They teach the Bible. Yeah, she criticized them because they teach the Bible, quote, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, close quote.
Yes, that's a good thing.
So what that means, she's suggesting, is, oh, well, if you teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter, you're going to teach things that might be scary, unbelievable. But the order actually says there is no evidence, none, that Ava has been harmed by being exposed to anything related to the Bible. No evidence of it. Nevertheless, even though Emily is a fit parent, she can't take her daughter to church. So when that order was entered, December of 2024, Emily, for ages 11, 12, and now 13, has not been able to take her daughter to any church, any religious meeting, no Christmas, no Easter for two consecutive times, no Easter, no Christmas in December of 24, 25, 26, that's three Christmases, and no Easter in 25 and 26. No summer camp, no fellowship, no Bible study, Nothing. I mean, this is the most unbelievable order. We are in the United States of America. We have the First Amendment Free Exercise of Religion Clause that is designed to keep government out of religion.
Absolutely.
And people having free exercise. We have the Establishment Clause that prohibits government from telling us what a government official, including a judge, believes is right or wrong, orthodox or not orthodox with regards to Christian faith or faith in general.
And that's why we took this case. We don't typically take custody cases, but because of the religious aspect of this, but the decision in this case from the Maine Supreme Court could set a negative or a positive precedent on other custody cases where there is religious conflict among the parents.
So pray for the case. Again, I argued it in early November 2025, and we're still waiting for a decision. Every day is irreparable harm. Every day is irreparable harm for Ava. She's at a very critical age. You have to understand, I know all of you are thinking that this is a critical age.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible, and it is. This is a critical time in Ava's life. 11, 12, 13, no religious expression. No church. She had requested to be able to go to a Christian summer camp, denied. Multiple different churches, denied. Easter, nothing. Christmas for three consecutive Christmases, nothing. She has not been able to take her inside of a church. She's not been able to take her to a Bible study fellowship. She's not been able to take her to anything that is religious in nature or anything particularly related to Christianity or the Bible in general. It's unbelievable. Please pray that what was intended to harm, which this clearly is intended to harm Ava in her Christian growth at a very critical age, that God will repair these years in the desert. That these years in the desert, if you will be like a breath of fresh air, spring of water that will well up in her. And pray for Emily. Pray for Emily for her wisdom, her spiritual mentoring and guidance and prayers. This is hard on a mother. And Emily just came to our gala in Florida on April 11th, and she was awarded the Defender of Freedom Award. I and Anita presented that to her. She's just an amazing woman, amazing woman of God who's been transformed by Jesus Christ. And she read from the podium a little poem and a song that she sings to Ava every time she's with Ava. It was amazing. It was a very moving moment. Pray for Emily Bickford. Pray for her daughter, Ava.
And pray for this decision to get resolved quickly.
Yes. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.